The Parramatta Eels, gee, it's a much-needed win for them. And I'm sure, given the absence of Mitchell Moses, their chief playmaker, a big confidence-boosting win for them as well. 27 points to 20 over the North Queensland Cowboys. Junior Barlaw, outstanding off the bench for Parramatta, and he joins us on the line. Junior, how are you doing?
Yeah, good day, fellas. Doing all right, thank you.
Mate, appreciate your time. Mate, we're having a ball. Great, hot, warm, sunny day. Sell out here at Campbelltown. What's not to be happy about? And I imagine that's the feeling in your camp yesterday. May not be the best football you're going to play this year or in the last few years, but to get that win, so important for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, after the back of two tough weeks, winning spells everything for us. We just had to find a way to dig deep, and I thought it was a real tough, gritty win. And in the fashion that we did it, it was probably one win that we sort of wanted to keep building on. So it makes waking up the next day a lot easier, that's for sure.
Externally, at least, too, the absence of Mitchell Moses, it balloons when you're losing games, and you lost a game you could have won, obviously, against the West Tigers on Easter Monday, if not from his penalty kick late in the game. So that was that tight. Then you guys get carved up in Canberra last Sunday night. How do you, especially your junior as a senior player and your group of senior players, take it upon yourselves to correct what had gone wrong?
Yeah, you know, you've just got to be able to bounce in each week, no matter what the result is. You know, it's obviously quite daunting for, you know, such a young team to turn up knowing that we got carved up in Canberra, and you want to be able to keep everyone level-headed, but obviously still have that bit of confidence heading into the week. And our focus for the week was just to bounce in and, you know, flush what happened in Canberra, but just go out there, compete hard, and I guess just find a way to win, and that's what we've done.
Junior, congratulations on the win, mate. And obviously, your game at the world at the moment as well has been outstanding. But what about last night? Was it hard to get into the games? It felt like there was no flow from where we were sitting last night calling the game. There was a lot of stop-start. It was sort of like every couple of minutes there was, you know, a little bit of breather there. Did you find the flow was hard to get into?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the style that we play, we want to be able to drag teams into set-for-set footy, but obviously, with last night, it was a bit of stoppage here and there. And, you know, as a middle, you want to be able just to keep that grinding and keep dragging teams into that set-for-set footy. But when it's hard to find the groove, you just got to be able to do whatever. And last night was sort of an indication for us, just find a way to win, no matter whether it was by 2 points, 6 points, 8 points. We just had to win that game. So I think that was probably the most important aspect of last night, was just to get the 2 points for us.
Well, you did a great job, especially in the first half. I felt like North Queensland were on top of for majority of the stages in the first 40, but you still managed to go in at half-time in front, but you come out second half with a whole lot of energy. What was Brad Arthur saying there to get you guys up and I suppose, ready to go for that second half?
Yeah, we just had to go back out there and you know, build into the game. I think in the first half we made a few errors, and when you gift a team like Cowboys that much possession in the game, they've scored the most points out of any team to start the year, and you know, they're definitely a good attacking team, and you want to be able to starve them of possession. So we knew we just had to go out there, get into set for set, get into our rhythm, but also just control the possession, because it's hard to score points when you don't hold on to the ball.
And you've got to keep this form going, Junior, and you get an opportunity against the Dolphins, and they've certainly been decimated by injuries. All teams early on seem to be struggling with injuries, but Darwin hasn't been the most friendly place for Parramatta recently.
No, it hasn't. You know, it was a tough loss last year for us up there, but you know, we've got to be able to just bounce into training, especially take a bit of confidence on the back of a win, but look, just to get away with the boys up there at Darwin, spend some time together, and just look to keep building on the back of these tough wins. And, you know, with key players sort of out, it's having that confidence in that next person stepping in. So we've got to be able to have that same mentality no matter who we're playing or where we're playing. We just need to bounce into every week.
And talking about those top players out, one of your very own, your playmaker, Mitch Moses, not there, but I thought last night Dylan Brown's combination with Dejan Arce went a lot better than it had gone previously. It looked It looked, albeit it wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better performance than the halves.
Yeah, the boys were just, backing themselves. And, Dylan's been tremendous for us to start the year. Obviously, with Mitchie out, he's forced to take, a lot of that pressure on his shoulders, but he's such a level-headed kid, so calm. Nothing phases him too much. He's just a kid who loves playing footy. And I think it was, more helpful having Dej there as well, who really stepped up and just owned their role. And that's what you need. You need everyone in the team to own their role so that those guys are able to do their job. And I think it was, icing on the cake for Dej to ice that game for us when we were hitting that field goal. So it's a credit to him because he practices all the time at training. So it was really good to see them both just stand out.
Yeah, it took a lot of pressure off because it was getting a little bit close at the end. Junior, you're such a good ball player, and we admire watching you play and some of the balls you pop up at all levels. We've been talking here on ABC Sports this afternoon about ball players that, who first come to mind. When you were growing up, was there any players that you like to model yourself on or try and play like they did, particularly in respect to ball playing?
It's hard being a front row. If I say I was mimicking a few halfbacks here and there, but
well, that's a good idea.
it was not too bad. To be honest, it was more so just a backyard footy sort of thing, sort of just practice when you're playing down at the park. But growing up, it was always the Benjis, Jared Hayden, Filetti Mateo.
Filetti Mateo was a very good offloader.
Yeah, Ali Lawatidi, all these guys were such skillful men for bigger boys on the field. So, you sort of just have a crack at it, but none of that happens unless you're thinking run hard first.
No, that's true, but you've got a lot. You've got not only yourself, but Jermaine Hopgood, Bryce Cartwright. You've got some good offloaders and the capability of some good second phase play in your team.
Yeah, when you got those guys across the park, you got to be able to play to our strengths, and one of our strengths is the offload. And there is a bit of method to the madness, and Brad wants us to promote the footy, but we got to be able to run first and create that space before we sight our target. So it's all well and good when we're offloading, but there is a risk at turning over the ball sometimes, and you got to be able to back out the fence.
Junior, this might be a stupid question from a commentator who's never played, but someone like you, who you're ripping in, and as you say, your first priority is to rip in and come up with a tough run up against the opposition, draw defenders in. Are you going in with the perceived idea that I'm targeting these defenders and I'm going to be able to throw a wraparound ball here, a flick pass there, I'm going to be able to link up with someone running off my hip? Is that a preconceived idea going into the hit-up? Are you always open-minded to that? Or are there somewhere you closed off and you just, all right, I've got to gain 10 or 15 metres here and get a quick play of the ball?
Yeah, for myself, I think early on in the games, I've got to have a real run mentality, and you've got to be able to lay the platform for the team. And eventually, if the offload's on, we're all about promoting our strengths, and if I can sight my target, I will offload. But if not, it's all about just trying to build and get a quicker play the ball for that next person who's carrying the ball next.
So off to Darwin you go. And Parramatta's done a great job promoting rugby league in Darwin over the years. You take on the Dolphins, who were in first, they're now in fourth, and they're dealing with their injury worries as well. I'd imagine it's a trip you guys enjoy every year, but it's a challenging trip. You're playing in very humid, hot conditions. How tough is it playing up there?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough trip, but it's one that we enjoy. But the weather definitely isn't too kind to us, and it's probably some of the hottest footy weather that I've played in. But like I said, no matter where we play at or who we come up against, we just need to find a way to win.